You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our first meditation passage is taken from Joel chapter 2, 12 to 18. That even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly and gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach. I byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The beginning of this Lenten season, the prophet Joel reminds us of the aim of our sacrifices, our fasting, our prayers, etc. The aim is to return to the Lord. The prophet Joel is proclaiming this because many of us move away from the Lord. The 40 days is about the season where we are given an opportunity to make sacrifices, to fast, to pray, and to express the truth that our fundamental goal in life is to move towards God. And the prophet also reminds us why we should return to the Lord and what we could expect. When we return to the Lord, we will encounter a God who is gracious, merciful, and abounding in steadfast love. Let the season be a time where we take advantage of this opportunity to look at our lives, to look at the way we are living as disciples, and to turn our hearts again to the Lord, who is gracious, merciful, and abounding in steadfast love.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.